It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson, and joining me today over the telephone, I have Mayor Leonard Norton of Huntington City. It's been a minute since we talked to him, but you know what? I don't know where the month and the year has gone. This last part of the year is getting kind of crazy. We're going to talk about winter weather and, you know, what to expect and what things that, you know, you need to do around as far as making sure your sidewalks are clear and keeping things off the street, all of that kind of stuff. And then the city of Huntington is having a holiday party that's coming up for the citizens, and we'll talk about that. And the mayor would like to just give a holiday greeting to everyone and, you know, get kind of wrap up towards the end of the year. It's crazy to believe that. Mayor Norton, how are you today?
Good. How are you, Dave? How are your listeners doing today?
I think they're doing okay. I think we're doing all right. Let's dive right in. And first question I always like to ask is, how are things going in Huntington right now?
Right now, Huntington's doing really well. We're, you know, just winding the year down. Everything got taken care of. We're starting to put our Christmas decorations up and just getting things buttoned up, ready for winter.
And the other thing about it was, you know, I would say, you know, with even though we had a lack of moisture, everybody that I'm talking to just wanted to kind of tip their hats to the citizens for making it through another tight water year.
I got to give kudos to the citizens of Huntington. They stepped up real well. We were able to get through the water year with our good allotment and didn't have to ration very much. Everybody would, you know, conserved and conscious as how they used their water this year.
And that leads us right into the next one because, you know, not that everybody likes winter, but we sure could use a heavy one, couldn't we?
It would be really nice to have a good heavy winter this year to see if we can get some of our reservoirs filled back up and that's for the year and the coming years and try to get over this drought we're having.
It would be great. But with the heavy winter and with the winter weather period, there are some housekeeping items there in the town of Huntington that we wanted to talk about, mainly, you know, sidewalks and all of those kinds of things. So I'll just kind of let you talk about what needs to be done when the snow starts to fly.
Yeah, we always encourage our citizens that the sidewalks in front of your houses, if you have them, that need to be kept clean. That's kind of the homeowner's responsibility to clean their sidewalks. And then, you know, their driveway, you know, we haven't decided just yet this year how we're going to plow snow. We plowed it in the middle. We plowed it to the sides. So we're still discussing that to see the best way we can do it. But we encourage, if you do plow it into your driveways, please don't plow it in the roads. Push it to the sides. Try not to plug the gutters up so when it melts, we don't have big ice dams. And if you have neighbors that are elderly or aren't able to get out, try to step up and help your neighbors keep their driveways and their sidewalks clean through the winter. And let's get so we can get through. And then trailers and trucks and vehicles, we'd love to have you take them off the street. And I know sometimes that's not possible, but if you're possible, let's get them off the street so it's a lot easier to plow the snow instead of having to plow it around the vehicle.
Most definitely. And you know, the one thing that you said, really, yeah, if you've got neighbors that have trouble getting around and those kinds of things, just give them a hand. Get over there and shovel or do what you got to do to help them get their sidewalks and their driveways clear so that they can get in and out, too. That's always a great rule of thumb.
That's the big one. You know, help your neighbors out. You know, we're all in this together, and some of them are to the point where they just need a helping hand because, you know, they can't do it.
Really, truly, truly, truly is. All right, and the spirit of the holidays is going to hit Huntington. You said you're going to have a big holiday party over there. When's that going to happen?
Yeah. Well, we have our annual Christmas party. It'll be the 1st of December. That's a Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, at 5 o'clock. And I'll be at our fire station again, and we'll do our drive-through again and have you something to eat and a little greeting by Santa Claus and a little treat for the kids.
So that is coming up really quickly. And, of course, if anybody has questions or anything about that, they can reach out and talk to somebody there at City Hall, and they can kind of give them the details as far as that goes?
Yeah, they can call City Hall, and we can get them all the details we need to when it is and what's going to happen and stuff. So
it's time to get into the holiday spirit, I believe, and it's right around the corner. And with that, Mayor, I'm going to give you the last little bit here and talk to the citizens of Huntington and wish them happy holidays and all that stuff before we get out of here.
Yes, I'd like to, you know, wish all my citizens of Huntington and the surrounding areas a happy holiday. happy Thanksgiving, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. And you know, just get in the spirit of the holidays and take care of one another and show kindness and love to our neighbors and that. And let's see if we can have a joyous holiday season this year. And Huntington City wants to let everybody know to have a great holiday year this year.
All right, Mayor, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. If I don't talk to you before then, you have a happy holiday as well, sir.
You too, Dave. Thank you, and thank you all your listeners.
Thank you, sir. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.